Welcome to the bad boy pod, talking bad boy bards, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the bad boy pod, brought to you by Lady Pods.
All right, well, the theme song just ended.
Oh my god, I'm scared.
Yeah, so early Breaking Bad boy.
And I can't hear you through my ears, even though I'm sitting right in front of you. That's terrible.
Do you usually hear me through your ears?
I guess not.
You don't.
I mean, I hear you through my ears when we break it
naturally.
Down.
But not
one ear in front of my ear. Horrible sensation.
It's weird. It's weird. But no one feels this more than Kevin, who's deeply apart from us. I left Kevin at my house.
Oh, she really did.
He's home alone. What?
He's home alone. And then I did the home alone face.
She did. She did a Kevin.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Another Kevin.
Can you believe it?
What do you think he's doing right now? Jacking off.
Jacking off. Jacking off. Being like, oh. Jack off?
Wow.
Being like, just like, you tell me what to do and I'm going to listen.
We're going to try and self drop because I don't know what else to do.
We cried.
Wow. And then we're just going to drop these in.
Oh, should I?
Beautiful Zoe.
Okay. Yeah.
Or you can find the old ones and drop them in. But I think it'd be better if we just self drop this time. Just okay. To show Kevin that we've really been paying attention these years.
Also, kill yourself. It's a sign that we appreciate him.
Wow, this is not that hard. I really thought it'd be so much harder to do all the drops, but
really?
I can fucking do them in my
sleep. Bam, egg in a bottle.
Sleep. Wow. Bam, egg in a bottle.
I mean,
honestly.
When you think about it, it makes total sense.
Wow, this episode is going to be trash. Just kidding.
I mean, look.
I think it actually gives it what the guys and the girls want.
I think
want.
If this is your first episode listening to it,
please stop and go to another episode.
Just
first.
One more episode.
Just like any other episode
first.
Because
you're going to be so deeply confused.
Please, I beg of you, don't listen to this episode first if it's your first one ever.
Just
give us a real honest review. How about that?
Be like these ladies.
We'll still, whatever your review is, good, bad, I'll still give you a pen.
Diane pen, no matter what.
Diane, she's brimming with pens.
She's brimming with pens. Kevin's brimming with jobs.
Yeah. I mean, very relaxing not having to like push buttons right now
sure.
And just being able to pet Fran instead. So that's different, but. I mean, I do like Kevin. I do miss him when he's gone.
I don't miss him.
You don't miss him?
No, I do. I don't miss the AirPod, though.
Okay, that part is different.
You know? Like, it's just another thing I have to finagle on the computer, so I'm fine having a singular day off.
Well, that concludes Zoe's therapy appointment.
Thank you so much. Awa, donkey.
TV talk. Wow.
Oh, that was
good.
I mean, we can
try to harmonize for that too.
We
did invent that.
We invented speaking about television.
Sing song and kill yourself. I mean,
I wish we invented it.
Do people know? I wish we invented it. Do people know what he's saying? I don't know. Maybe people will finally actually know what people are saying in some of these drops, like that. And it's good. Beep up, ba-doo-doo. I can't.
I mean, that's a bop, and that's the thing. Is like. Hopefully this episode will give you a new appreciation for everything Kevin does and also instill a fear of flying.
Works very well. You're right.
I mean, why not both?
Wow, it's a fear of flying episode. It really is.
Yeah, it really is. And I didn't need this episode to be scared.
You're right. I mean, it is. Every time you're up there, it's like, bam, I'm really up, bamming in the bottle. I am definitely up here.
I'm literally bamming in a bottle. Do you like to bam in the window or bam in the aisle?
Oh, you know that.
You're an aisle.
I'm a window and I put everybody in
your window
a place
and you put
of
everyone
misery.
Through hell. That's yes. Right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Although after the door fell off, early bad boy talk.
I could fly right out. Listen.
I hope you wear your seatbelt.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I do.
Now
too.
I'm really going to. I'm going to wear two seatbelts. I'm going to bring four seatbelts.
I'm going to wear the life vest just in case.
Honestly.
You may as well.
I'm going to hug both the people next to me. I'm going to, wow, I kind of like, it's like, where do you sit now? I mean, aisle might be the right place to go nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely farther from the flying doors.
Might have to be like a double aisle couple now, I think. Mm,
you know what the safest is? You know the 232 planes?
Love a 232.
Or even the 333s.
Right in the middle of the three.
Middle.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Yuck.
That's hell.
Wow, that's...
I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy.
I mean, there's no door, though. But that's a difference. This was because a door yonked off.
That was a yonky door.
This wasn't like a window, just like, you can't get sucked through it. Like, try to suck my whole body through a window, good luck.
Sure.
Good
yeah,
luck.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
suck my tits through a window?
You
I don't
can't
think
suck
so.
My tits through a window, but a baby could get sucked through a window.
Listen,
a
that's
cell
fine.
Phone could get sucked through a window.
Oh, no.
And a cell phone flying from 16,000 feet. That could do some damage on your noggin if you're walking.
My name is Diane.
My name is also Diane.
That's her origin story.
Let's see how this delicious Kevin-less.
Ugh.
I'm so sorry.
He's on vacation. He gets one day off a whole 4 or 5 years.
What are you talking about? He gets 6 days off a week. This man hardly works. Right, really Kevin does. James hardly
he
works.
Barely works.
He barely
this
works.
This man never works. Oh,
we made love, we cried. I know. All right, we're back. Well,
I really am. I'm actually really excited for this one. I don't know why. I mean, it's not because it's like planes, of course, terrifying, but
horrible.
I mean, we just keep, there's no way not to run out.
It's
already
not like
know
I
what's
prefer
happening.
Trains or cars or walking.
No.
God forbid.
No. Oh, yeah. I'm going to walk to my destination.
Yes, yeah, seriously. I'm going to walk to the East Coast. My name is Julia Davidovich.
Oh.
And my favorite form of transportation, deep water submarine.
Deep water submarine, yep. Honestly, hey. Sounds like absolute hell.
It really
say.
Does sound bad. I have a cousin.
Oh?
Sort of. Foreign cousin, far
foreign
away
sub-cousin.
Cousin. Yeah. Who's also foreign and lives in Norway and was in the Norwegian army.
You have a Norwegian cousin that I've never heard about?
Yeah, so this person would be my grandma's second husband's.
Wow.
Daughter from a previous marriage's son.
Deeply random.
Anyway, he was in the Norwegian army. Specifically a submarine captain, and he spent months at a time.
That sounds like absolute
the
shit.
Ocean blue.
Would you like that life?
No.
My name is Christoph. My name is Zoe Klar, and honestly,
yep.
I have secret cousins.
I do.
I have so many secret cousins.
I do because my grandma got married 412 times.
412 times.
Well, three
That's
times.
A sign of a good grandma.
Three times, and they two of them had kids from a marriage previously, so it's like complicated.
Bam,
but my mom did grow up with the woman who birthed the Norwegian submarine captain.
That is really cool.
So it's like,
I mean, you've practically been on the sub then.
I'm basically a Norwegian citizen.
You're basically Norwegian.
The other thing is my this aunt, Norwegian aunt, growing up as a teenager, she was always like, when I grow up, I want to marry a Norwegian farmer and move to Norway.
Wow.
So random. Like, you grew up in freaking Cincinnati, or I don't know where they grew up, probably.
You want to marry a Norwegian farmer?
And then she did.
Fjords.
Then she literally did.
Then she literally did.
Like, I
wanted
to be
a
marine biologist, but look at me now. I'm not doing shit.
I had no idea.
I'm doing social media for reality TV.
That's basically the same thing. One would say, a dolphin might say.
A dolphin might say?
Because also... We live under the sea. My name is Diane.
My name is also Diane. And the dolphin's favorite reality show?
Oh, Below Deck?
Couple Thruple.
Oh,
you're right,
really?
Below Deck.
Well, no. I mean, honestly, they are the horniest people.
Definitely not.
The horniest people of the sea are the dolphins.
Deadliest Catch.
Oh, certainly not. They really, that's triggering for them.
It's triggering for all of us.
Deadliest Catch is just a bad, boring show.
I know somebody.
And smelly.
No, I don't. I don't know anybody. And smelly?
It just seems like it would just smell.
It is mostly men.
It is mostly men,
and
but
fish.
Also it's just like on the...
And deeply fish.
You know what I mean? Just like
on the,
on the sea, it
yeah.
smells like fish already.
It does smell like fish. There's this side of TikTok called, is it the North Sea?
I don't know. You mean like where they fish?
No. There's an area of the ocean that's very, very dangerous and very choppy.
Email Diane.
And there are these videos on TikTok and they all have the same song. And it goes,
oh,
yo,
no. Oh, God.
Oh,
Jesus
all
Christ.
Hands on me. Anyway, we could put one Wilmer and I'll send it to you and you'll see that was a flawless impression.
I love when Zoe does shanty shit.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a shanty gal.
She's a shanty gal.
Anyway, you should look at that if you're interested.
We're going to put in the Slimer.
Yeah,
so
we are.
You have no choice.
And you're going to be like, damn, that's a rough C.
It's a rough sea, but a flawless impression. Put
yeah.
Zoe on the sea, but in a good way.
I mean, if I were to audition for SNL, my impression would be that one song on North Sea TikTok.
North Sea
Lauren Michaels would be like, fuck yeah.
She's got it.
She's got the goods.
What it takes. dun, dun, dun. Zoe, only does shanty shit.
I only, like, look, every show needs one person who exclusively does shanty shit.
Yeah. I mean, you give off the vibe of somebody who grew up in, you know, Atlantic America or whatever you call it here. Did I tell you this is embarrassing fact about me?
I love it. I can't wait.
For a while I thought that New England was one state instead of four.
Okay.
My name is Diane. Because it's like, if you're going to call a fucking football team the New England Patriots,
sure.
Why does it seem like it's one place?
Why aren't they the Boston Patriots?
And I'm always just like, where's New England on the map?
Well, because Vermont doesn't have a team.
It took a while.
I mean, what are the four states even? Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire?
Are there more? I mean, email Diane.
I guess that would be it.
If you're asking me.
Email Diane, but then why is Maine left out?
Is it only four? Did you say is Maine left out?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's five. Maybe it's six.
Okay. Well, you said four, and I'm like, damn. I guess we'll just put. Oh,
I don't fucking know. I'm gonna put in. I'll put in however many there are.
Okay.
Because I guess in Canada there are four, so maybe that's why I'm thinking there are four here too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, our Atlantic provinces.
I mean, I think that's a fine thing for an out of country human
to assume.
To assume.
Thank you.
Because most of the
one of
other,
my least egregious.
Most of the other regions are like Midwest, Northeast, Southwest, South North.
Yeah, but some, you know, even that's confusing sometimes. And then it's just like, what is the mountain? What is the central?
Because
which states share time zones? You know what I mean?
That's confusing. Like the Midwest is actually quite east.
It is.
You know, like Ohio's pretty east.
Very east.
It's definitely not Midwest.
No, but it is in its own way. Because it is Midwest.
It's, anyway, perfect. Who's your bad boy on the block this week?
Oh, fuck. Who was it? Oh, I guess my stomach flu. That was fun.
Yeah.
Love a nice little stomach
flu. You don't think
flu.
It was Noro? Could have been.
I do think it was Noro, actually. Oh, okay. But I don't really know. I just always, I guess, thought the Noro was much worse.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm maybe just not a pussy.
When a disease has a name, you're like, ooh.
Ooh.
But maybe it's just a stomach bug at the end of the day.
That's really just what, I guess it's just all I was trying to classify it as.
Yeah.
It's just like, I thought it was really like both ends or something. Like, it's highly contagious and like it comes out of both ends. I'm like, but it wasn't. It only came out of one end and I was okay. Kind of fine.
Well, one end of Itovich over
still
here.
Still able to fucking work. I mean, like.
Yeah.
But maybe for some, it's the worst thing on earth. Maybe people really, 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 really think diarrhea is the worst thing to happen to them.
I know. Well, not like, to overshare, but sometimes. You do sort of have diarrhea more than most people, I think.
Think so? My name is Shalini Village.
Email
me about if you're a nurse
email,
and diarrhea.
Diane. He needs assistant or personality transplant, but those are not yet available.
Well, so curious about diarrhea.
Okay, yeah. Email Diane about diarrhea because she absolutely loves it.
I will say,
it's
George
her weight loss technique.
It's not that George isn't right about some things, but it's like George was kind of right about my biome being destroyed by antibiotics.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it really recovered that fast. I don't think it has.
What antibiotics?
Fully. It was the one for my back of the ear ones.
Oh.
And honestly, I feel like it really took a while. Usually, yeah. I mean, I don't think I get stomach bugs. I don't think I've ever had a stomach bug in my life that wasn't food poisoning.
I've never had food poisoning. Knock on wood.
Never?
Never.
Mine was from a Big Mac.
Ugh. Horrible to think about.
Still had one, you know?
You had one since?
Yeah, I have. I really have. I got back on that horse.
It feels like Big Macs should be pretty safe.
It's been in the last decade, too. It's not like it was when I was a kid or anything. So,
interesting.
I've had food poisoning twice.
Okay, so, brag.
Flawless.
My bad boy on the block this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's a continuation of last week.
Oh my.
So moldy car turned into. Yeah.
We have pictures. We have more pictures.
Yeah, I definitely have pics for Slimer because I needed to. Because
it's a bit of a Slimer.
Oh, it is it a Slimer. Julia's playing weird games with Fran.
It's hard not to.
And
he's trying to get under the blanket.
He's not trying to get under the blanket. He's trying to maul your hands. So last week I was like, I'm just gonna, you know, dry out this trunk with the sun.
Perfect.
Open the trunk, let it go. However, that didn't work. I was like, I guess I'm gonna have to investigate further. And so I pulled up the thing that covers the spare tire.
Yummy. What is that thing called?
The wheel well.
Ew, okay. Worse than I thought.
Hey, I didn't name it. Filled with water.
Mm.
And I wonder if there's a leak-a-doodle dandy somewhere.
I guess so.
But I'm like, fuck, I don't want to deal with that.
That's annoying.
Anyway, so like I was in a rowboat slowly sinking, I took a solo cup and like scooped out all of this nasty water filled with leaves and goobly boop and ugly shit and horrible bamag in a bottle.
Ugly shit. My name is Diane.
And it was disgusting. And then I couldn't get the last amount up. So I used a sponge.
Oh, no.
Sponge, squeeze, sponge, squeeze. No. However, and then I sprayed everything down with vinegar. That's what the internet said to do.
I mean, I'm
sure. And I trust her implicitly.
The internet is a terrifying and usually right place.
That's the thing. Terrifying so. And usually right, so I did it. And I'm upset. I was just, the whole thing, it took multiple hours.
Can you return a whole car?
I don't think you could return a car 8 years after you buy it.
I guess not.
You could sell it back.
You could sell it back and be like, this thing? Weird.
This is worth $7.
Honestly, nowadays, I feel like there's like, not that I'm the car expert, but you should check.
Yeah, but then I would need to buy another car.
I guess so.
And that would also suck.
That would also be really annoying because you also like paid off your car.
Yeah, it's paid off.
Don't kill her. Don't steal her car.
Don't kill me and steal my title.
Please don't steal her title, because Frances is on her will for that.
Yeah, it's going to be Frances's title any minute now. Anyway, so that's my bad boy, is having to deal with my moldy trunk yet again.
Zoe's moldy trunk?
I should have just looked in the wheel well 2 weeks ago, and then I wouldn't have had a moldy trunk for like a month straight.
We all do weird things.
And I was like...
Some of us don't, but most of us.
I mean, I could have just looked at... like. Had I just Googled instead of just like, I'll just wipe up the mold and hope for the
best.
Where
does the mold come? I mean, how would, you know, where is the mold coming from Reddit know that it was coming from your wheel well? I guess you could have maybe taken a picture of it and Reddit would have been like, check the wheel well. Yeah.
I've never done that.
I'm a mechanic for 14 years and I think that you should check the wheel well.
It's like, oh, Ford
also
Fiestas,
send me a picture of your feet and tits.
Ford Fiestas, don't kill me, tend to have problems with their wheel well. I don't know if that's true.
Someone would absolutely say that.
Yeah, but they'd be like...
I've been a automotive specialist for 47 years and checked the wheel well.
Check the wheel well. I should have checked the wheel well and I didn't check the wheel well. And yesterday I checked the wheel well and I was in for a rude awakening.
Wheel
and it didn't go wheelie well.
Wow. Wheel well.
You know,
you know when you learn a word and you just want to say it 40 times?
Yeah.
Wheel well. Yeah. I'm going to shout it from the mountaintops. And I will
that,
later.
I wheelie know that feeling. So
I wheelie hate it.
I wheelie hate it.
Hate the responsibility of a car, which is simply why I avoid it.
Yeah, you don't have one. But you live in a very walkable neighborhood. Don't kill me. Today I went to brunch in your neighborhood.
Very walkable. Did you walk around?
A little, I mean.
But please, tell me about brunch.
But I was like, damn, this is a poppin' neighborhood.
Oh, thank you. attributed to me.
I was like, I definitely feel Julia's poppin' little presence over here.
Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, Julia?
Well, I was directly across from your Albertsons. Worst mural I've ever seen in my life, by the way.
I guess I'll put it in the Slimer.
I was like, what the fuck is this, a hillside? And then there's like a very slight Griffith Observatory in it.
Okay.
I was like, oh.
So you think it's like a bit of a rendition of like what's on the street? They're just like, oh, this is Hillhurst, I guess.
I guess, but it's like.
Here's something more embarrassing. Did you see that? Like, I don't know what to call it. What's that flag? This is, okay, when I explain it, maybe you'll know. But you'll also, maybe you'll just be like, I don't know what that's called.
Okay.
It's like on a pole, they're always on streets and it'll be like a flag. It'll be like, usually like, this is what's coming to the opera. Or like, is that specific flag called?
Like a
we have a new one for the neighborhood.
Advertising banner.
Advertising banner. Okay. It's an advertising banner, but more of a flag. It's like a vertical flag.
Yeah. It's like what Shen Yun.
Yeah. But it's like flag. Museums or theater
yes,
shit.
Yes. Yes. It's like, this is what's at the Broad. This is what's at.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know the name of it.
I feel like it's typically just kind of reserved for recreational stuff of the city. Like, you know.
New exhibits.
Hey. Yeah. Exactly. Like, here's what's going on for visitors.
Yeah.
The new one for the Los Feliz, like neighborhood one, it is the ugliest shit. I don't know. It's like they held a competition, and maybe this did happen because this is the vibe
they
it gives off.
They
I'll
do
put in
stuff
the
like that.
Be like, hey, everyone in the neighborhood, can you submit your ugly fucking design for this whole neighborhood? Like this
is
entire.
Is it like a welcome to Los Fifi thing?
Kind of. It's like, hey, welcome to the neighborhood. This is the ugliest shit you've ever seen in your life.
Do you take a photo of it?
No. But I either will or I'm going to have to find it because it's so bad.
I mean, you'll probably be walking about before Thursday.
I hope you see it. If just look.
I don't really look at those things anymore. But I'll try to look at in what I'm calling advertising banner. Okay. We have a couple updates.
Wait, any other bad boys? I don't think so.
I don't know. You tell me.
I get to talk about an airport anyway because I was recently at one and we're just going to have plane talk all day.
Yeah. Plane talk. Okay. A couple updates. One, did you see that Gypsy Rose has gone blonde?
Yes, I did. What do you think? Weirdly, I was like, okay, cute.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks good, but I'm always, but you know, my actual first thought was,
huh,
he is not going to like this attention that she's getting.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Mamma mia. But
Mom,
like, I think, I don't know. Oh God, the relationship is so weird.
Yeah. Look, weird relationship on the loose, but what can you do about it?
So strange.
Okay. So literally the day the pod came out last week, a picture of Kate Middleton in a car was released.
Perfect picture.
Now, there's a lot of speculation, magish, about whether or not that's Kate Middleton. Maybe it's Pippa, her sister. Pippa. Imagine.
You really think it's Pippa?
This is what the internet says.
Come on.
I saw people saying, like, this is just for Americans because they don't know what Kate Middleton looks like. And then there were a bunch of other photos of Kate Middleton in cars, and they were better quality. Like, this one was incredibly fuzzy.
That's just funny. But it was extremely fuzzy.
It was, like, very, it was very flip phone.
Very flip phone. I don't think I need to put in the slimer because it was literally the main photo of her last one, so.
Well, then today,
this
family
one. We'll put on this,
this
one.
This picture.
Weird.
All of their smiles.
Do you think
smiles.
This was taken recently, though, or no?
That's the thing. It could have been taken at any point. It's of Kate and her three spawn. No husband in sight.
Three spawn, indeed.
Three spawn?
I forgot. You know what? Here's it. I honestly forgot she didn't have two. I thought for a while she just had the two.
No, she has three.
And not three.
So. And William was not in the picture.
No, he's not. Which is like a choice, but also it was from the family account. Also, I guess I didn't.
It was
from
Kensington.
Did you see her hands in the photo?
Her hands?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Why? What about her hands?
Just like, you know, she's wearing a ring or whatever. I'm sure she is. You can't see her hands, can you? Let's see. Okay,
but
on her left one,
I don't see
a
ring.
She's not wearing a ring on the left.
She's not wearing a ring. And her kids are smiling like their parents are getting divorced. You know, they have that open mouth fake.
That's the only way I can know when my favorite YouTubers are married or not. You know what I mean?
Totally.
It's all so weird.
It's very weird. This is a very chilling, haunting picture. This is very like, they were a happy family. Like, true crime documentary before picture. You know what I mean?
You're true. You're right.
It's weird. It's weird. So, I don't know what that means. I guess it's Mother's Day in the UK, so happy.
Is it already Mother's Day in the UK?
That's well, that's
so
what the
strange.
Post is for.
Yeah, but like I thought it was like, honestly, when it said it was for Mother's Day, I was like, oh, it's like an early Mother's Day thing, which was weird enough for me, but I guess I didn't realize.
I just assumed that it was different there.
I don't know. Mommy's not wearing a ring.
Mommy's not wearing a ring. And then Dumois posted something today, which, you know, such a trusty news source, or the other day about.
Perfect news source, yes.
You know, it was like a blind item, so it didn't explicitly say that it was about William and Harry. But it was deeply implied that it was about them, and it was like, they're not too different from their dad. It's like, we know this. And then it was like, this year, expect the women of the family to take a stand. So I'm like, what?
In what way?
No fucking clue.
Bro.
So unhelpful. Is Kate gonna leave his ass?
I think Kate is possibly leaving his ass.
If Kate leaves that man's ass, I would be surprised.
You really think so?
Yeah. I mean, her kids, like, what the fuck would happen?
Does he wear a ring? Because he's not wearing a ring either in this picture.
It's possible they just don't wear rings, right?
I mean, I guess it's possible, but in some he is, in some he isn't. In some,
Julia's on ring watch.
Wow, I really am, though. Like, I'm going.
Now you're fully in the conspiracy. That's the thing, is it's really easy to fall in with them. Because
it really
so,
is.
Because
really
they're
is.
So secretive, because they don't say anything. Everyone's going to come up with their own fucking ideas about what the hell is going on with these bing bongs. Some people don't wear rings, so I'm like, eh. But they do feel like, call me wild, but the royals do seem traditional in the sense that they might wear a ring, so whatever. Those are the
so
updates.
There's so many jewels.
That's
so
true.
Fucking jewels.
All right, let's move on to our bad boy of the week.
Yeah.
It's definitely a Mr. Fly Your Gal.
Sure. Oh,
I mean,
my God. I mean,
at least make an attempt.
Hop on. It's a bit of a pop off of the door.
It's a bit of a pop off of the door. Pop off of the wheel, you know?
Pop off the wheel.
Nose dive into the ocean, your gal. We're talking about Boeing, the company.
How rude.
Guess how much they're worth?
Oh, like $40 billion. I don't know.
Not bad. $121 billion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I was up there.
But like, that was pretty good.
Pretty good, though.
Pretty
I mean,
good.
I definitely knew it was billions.
You definitely knew it was billions. So they've had quite the year, but they've also had quite the decade.
Yeah, weirdly, like people have known for a while. That's kind of scary.
I mean, okay,
but they were off the market for a sec.
Well, remember, we definitely talked about this documentary when it came out.
Yeah.
In 2020, there was I think it was in 2020. There was a Netflix documentary called Downfall.
Perfect time to have a documentary about plans when you can't go anywhere.
True. Literally. Maybe that's why Netflix released it then. So it was called Downfall, The Case Against Boeing. And basically the overall claim of the documentary was that their corporate merger with McDonnell Douglas, which was a military plane company, led to all of the problems within the company involving like safety oversight. And that's why all the planes were crashing. And basically they said that it was about like the culture of the company shifted to focus on stock prices and shareholder happiness over everything else. And this was in response to, in 2018 and 2019, two Boeing 737 MAXs crashed. No survivors on either plane. And it had to do with like this system that the, when they were making the 737 MAX, which was like in response to a fuel efficient plane that Airbus, which is their main rival, was making, they basically retrofitted old airplanes with a new engine that was way bigger. And they put a system on it so that it would basically counteract the weight of the new engine. But they didn't train any of the pilots on this system. And nobody knew about it. So it started crashing before they could even know what was going on. Look, it's all engineering.
It's engineering. It's we're engineering. Both obviously engineers, I think.
We're engineers. So basically, the engine made it back heavy. And they installed this new system to sort of counteract that, but they didn't train anything on it. It was a faulty system because the sensors were like very sensitive and shitty, and didn't even know what they were doing. So that was sort of like the big thing that originally put Boeing in the spotlight, I think.
Classic.
I mean, I remember watching this documentary and being like, damn,
I'm never getting on a plane again. But also like, yeah, I mean, it was kind of wild to think that it was actually just like a unstoppable thing, had nothing to do with pilots. It was literally just like something that was a result of, I mean, it was weird because it seemed like being like an army provider of planes would have been like a good thing to kind of actually partner with.
Right.
But I'm not like, I just don't understand where the shift in like the integrity of a fucking plane. I mean, unless it's all really about market share, but like, it's...
That seems to be what that documentary was saying. And also John Oliver, his episode Last Week Tonight from last week was about Boeing as well. And it was a very similar thing, which is like all of the money this company makes, instead of putting it towards like research and development, they put it towards inflating the stock price.
It really is pretty selfish. I just like, I don't know. I don't know why they haven't been, I mean, they were semi-stopped.
And like, they were semi-stopped. Like the FAA,
taken off the market.
The FAA grounded.
It's trash.
The FAA grounded the 737 MAXs. Like the thing is, they'll ground them until they fix the issue. But there's like an issue with government oversight because like that, like somehow Boeing negotiated with the government so that the people who oversaw the safety were Boeing employees and not like FAA neutral people who would come and inspect the safety of the planes. Like,
that should be illegal. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's just this disgusting country, honestly. Although Boeing makes planes for the entire world.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess like who's, so the top like purveyor of planes is
Boeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like the top user of these planes is like United. And
I think every plane, that's the,
here's, most people take Boeings, but not everybody is taking these guys. It's a 737 MAX 9.
Yeah. Well,
which is just a retrofit of an 8.
Jerry's rule is that he won't fly on a plane unless it was made before 1996.
Interesting.
Or whenever the merger happened, because people like really do identify the merger as when safety went downhill. So he'll go on an old plane, which is so like counterproductive, but the older planes are safer.
They are.
Because they were made with like real government oversight and not a shoddy, caring about money exclusively site.
Yeah. I mean, it's nerve-wracking, but like there are other planes, I guess.
Competitors. On like Kayak now, you can exclude 737 Maxes or like other planes. You could exclude whatever you want.
I just like, I don't know. It's just so fucking wild. I mean, it is wild to think that, I mean, are they still charging extra to sit literally in an exit row when your fucking
door will pop off?
Like,
probably.
Why is that $120 more?
Yeah. And then that is the other thing that happened on a Boeing on January 5th of 2024 is when in the Alaskan Airlines flight, the door flew off and they were just flying around. Open season, baby.
Can you imagine? The person just like didn't show up for the flight that day.
Yeah.
They would have been sucked right out. They would have been sucked right out.
So wear your fucking seatbelt, first of all.
Yeah.
I know it's stupid and we hate it, but it's not that deep. Just wear it.
People literally will, if they get booked on a 737-9 or whatever, will rebook like onto a new plane.
Yeah.
I would.
I don't blame you.
I'm not going to fucking get on that plane. That's terrifying.
Death trap. And then recently, like even after the door fell off, in January, there was a nose wheel, so one of the wheels on the front of the plane.
That's the one you want to actually not work, especially.
Yeah, popped off, like, as they were taking off, and a different pilot on the runway was like, breaker, breaker, your wheel is fucking floating down the tarmac.
Christ.
And they're like, oh, no, whoopsie. And then last week, another wheel fell off, like, as it was taking off in San Francisco. It was supposed to go to Japan. But they made an emergency landing at LAX because the wheel fucking flew off.
Terrifying.
And the wheel smashed into like an employee's car. Did you see the car?
No. We'll put that in the
slammer. We'll definitely put the car in the slammer. Like their Toyota Camry completely busted.
Wow.
Imagine you get to sue
the airline. What airline was that?
That one was United.
Wow. I honestly cannot stand United.
Yeah, United sucks. But you know, United, Delta, Alaska Airlines, like all the big ones, I guess except JetBlue, use Boeing.
Yeah.
So it's really like you just got to see what the fucking plane is.
It's kind of scary.
And I feel like because it's all about money, right? The only way that any real change is going to happen is if like United or Delta or one of these other large corporations, if their bottom line is fucked.
I'm curious what
people are like, I'm not going to fly United because you only use Boeings. Then maybe United would be like, oh, like, fuck you, Boeing, we hate you, or something. You know, like, mm-hmm. I feel like corporations being mad at each other is the only way this is going to get fixed.
That is true.
Although the FAA, or like, actually, no, the Justice Department is looking into Boeing after the door incident. They announced this week that the FAA that the Justice Department is doing an investigation.
The CEO is such a... and we haven't even gone to the CEO yet, by the way. Oh, my God. He's such a fucking...
The new CEO.
Shithead.
He's such a little turd muffin.
He really is a turd muffin. Like, just the way he even...
We'll definitely
put
him in Slimer.
Oh, yeah. Just the way he tried to just respond. He was... I mean, sure. I'm sure he was kind of caught off guard by, you know, a door flying off
the
side of a fucking
plane. Fine, you're caught off guard
by
the door flying off, but like,
however,
you're not going to go on a news, you're not going to prepare for
almost,
a question.
He looks so unprepared, like beyond unprepared.
Like you're the
almost
CEO
like you want
of
to
like
laugh. It was
a
just
humongous
like,
company whose door just flew off midair, and you're going to go on a news program and not be prepared to like,
crazy.
And the other thing they said was like, that door flew off pretty soon after takeoff. If they had been at like cruising altitude, it would have been way worse.
That was during takeoff that it happened?
No, it was like they weren't at cruising altitude yet. So it was like pretty soon after takeoff. And the door
still
fell off because of
terrifying,
loose
though.
Bolts.
And that wasn't like the first loose bolt problem, wasn't it?
No. And this is why. Crazy. And then when they grounded them, they were like, oh yeah, a couple of these doors have loose bolts, huh?
And then there was like this video expose about like an employee walking around the I mean, this was all actually included in the
John Oliver thing,
but this was a really nice contained little, if you want to watch it, if you feel like shitting your pants, but also, you know, at least you're informed on airlines now.
Yeah, you should
I
be
mean
informed,
like,
you know,
I don't want to fucking take a connection ever, but I guess sometimes it may just be worth it.
Oh, to avoid this.
To avoid a fucking plane if you have to. I mean, some places, like, I mean, really the only thing I'm looking for is like the least amount of planes that will take me there.
Same.
Without having to use Frontier Spirit.
Connections.
No, exactly. And like, I'll only take Southwest if it's under 2 hours.
Sure.
So like,
that's easy though. Like, that's the thing is, a short flight. Well, I mean, you could still die on a short flight.
My name is Devlin Diane, but like, people almost got sucked out of the plane from Ontario to what, San Francisco was that? Or was that from Seattle? I forget.
It was from Seattle. No, wait, it was from Seattle to Ontario, California.
I'm doing a Burbank to Oakland.
Oh, quick.
Quickie, but quickie. It's a Southwest, and they do...
It's a Boeing?
It's a Boeing, but it's not the newer Boeing.
It's not the Boeing.
So...
Hope for the best. Hopefully those wheels stay on, baby.
We'll see. And if not?
It just sucks that our government sucks and doesn't do anything.
The government does suck, I gotta say.
It's like, even when in 2018, when that first plane crashed into the ocean, when the system failed, they didn't ground the planes.
Classic.
An entire other plane of people had to die before the FAA were like, let's not. And they didn't do it until other countries did it. So, like... Is it going to be on fucking Europe and like China and, you know, other places to be like, we're not letting our citizens fly Boeing in order for something to be done? You know, like.
I mean, I guess so.
America is the most broken place on earth. I swear to God.
America. Fuck. Yeah. Got to save them the freaking day now. We didn't check any bolts, did we?
Yeah.
Maybe we should tighten some bolts.
Guys, just tighten the bolts. You know
just
what I mean?
The bolts.
If I worked on an airplane, I would tighten those bolts.
Yeah.
There was another thing they talked about on John Oliver, which is like the antifreeze system on these Boeings, which is like, I guess what John Oliver said was it's like basically defrosting the back windshield of your car. If it's on for more than 5 minutes, it can like cause the engine to overheat and like there to be issues within like.
I genuinely wonder if I was on one of those to Ireland because like I was on a Delta and like one of our engines overheated, I think it was.
Oh.
Or like couldn't cool, but like that's why we had to go back. So now I'm curious.
Yeah.
I want to kind of look because that was in 2018 or 19.
Oh.
I forget. I think
interesting.
It was 2019.
Yeah, so it's like they have to leave it on for like 5 minutes or less. Which, like, I mean, I don't know how long it takes to defrost an airplane, but that doesn't feel like a very long time.
Mm-mm.
And it just feels like there's so much.
There was like training, or what was that? There was like iPad training or something.
Oh yeah, so when they retrofitted the planes with the bigger engines and installed that system that was supposed to like counteract the weight imbalance, Boeing said to the airlines, like, you don't have to retrain because this is basically the same thing as this old plane. We just like added some different parts, but it operates the same. So nobody knew about this new system, and instead of doing flight simulators, which is how they would usually train pilots on a new plane,
I can't.
They just like gave them an iPad with like, here's the info, and it didn't have anything on this new system that ended up killing two planes of people. And the one person who, you know, there were like testers of this thing that did do flight simulators, and the people within the company were like, this system's a problem. Like, this is going to be an issue. This is dangerous. And throughout the company's history, there's been people within the company being like, you guys suck. This is wrong. This is bad.
It's so nuts.
This is a safety issue, but they don't care.
It's just like, I would not... I remember when I worked at Wonderland, I wasn't trained on one slide, and it was called Riptide Racer.
Uh-huh.
So don't kill me. Don't come kill me. Don't...
Yep.
But still, I worked on it anyway. No one cared. I mean, like, no one gave a shit. No one was going to come after me. But, like, if something bad happened, do you know how, like, if I was certified or something, I don't know. I don't know how in trouble I would be, or would it be the park that was in trouble? But either way, someone has to go down.
That's sort of the thing. Is it's like, all this stuff falls on the pilots. When it's like, they are employees of the airline. You know what I mean? Like, it's not on the pilots to learn about systems that they don't even know exist.
I mean, if they had an iPad for that, for me to learn how to, you know, work Riptide Racer, even that would be better. But, you know, they at least push you down a slide.
But if that iPad training of Riptide Racer, like, didn't train you what to do when one's part of Riptide Racer, like, exploded, and that was...
That's on Wonderland,
a
maybe.
Part that was prone to explosions?
That's on Viacom.
That's on
Paramount Viacom and whoever owns them now.
That's not your problem.
No, you're right.
And I do feel like there's like whenever, remember when like the, like when the Malaysian flight disappeared, like when all this stuff happens,
wow,
they always blame the pilot.
But what was the, that wasn't a Boeing thing.
No.
Wow. I sound like Marge Simpson. Was that, that wasn't a Boeing
thing. That was different.
No. Wow. Yeah.
That was like a satellite bloopity bloop, I think.
That was such a bloopity bloop.
That was 10 years ago.
All Can right. I tell you a disaster that happened on my plane?
Yeah, absolutely.
So on the way home this trip, I was in the middle. So first disaster. That
That's
really
a horrible disaster.
I hated that. Second thing was to the left of me. It was her, some woman. Great. Perfect.
Did you talk to her?
Not really.
Okay.
Only because like she lost one of her AirPods. And it's like, girl, you're on an airplane
they
right
now. They even say, if you lose something, call a flight attendant. You know how they say that now?
Do they? I mean, I guess so. What is the flight attendant going to do?
Like make shove it so their hand in my crevice?
I guess so.
Like, please don't.
Please don't shove it in my crevice. I was kind of invested in this at the end of it. Because like first, okay, this is what happened. Like
yeah.
To interrupt entirely with the story.
No, no, no. We're talking about
But this
about
was a bit
here.
Of a disaster.
Yeah.
So she lost her AirPod.
But you weren't on a Boeing.
No, I was on a perfect Airbus.
Okay.
On a JetBlue.
Yeah.
So then landing at Burbank. Is there anything sweeter?
No.
Being home in 13 minutes. It's nice. Anyway, so you can literally just like, you just drive past the Empire Center. You're like, this is great.
We're on our way.
We're on our way home.
The thing is though, like I don't want Burbank to get worse.
I don't.
But I do need them to add more flights.
They really do. But they can't really add past 10 o'clock anyway. Because like it closes at 10.
That's fine. Add more flights during the day.
I guess so. Like, add more flights during the day. My name is Burbank. Please.
My name is Burbank. Just like 5 more flights to the East Coast. It doesn't even have to be New York.
Not even like, 5. Just like maybe one more each day. It doesn't need to be the red eye. But I can see the one that I landed home on was like, this is the one going back out.
Yeah.
It was.
Add one more flight to Fro New York to
JFK. Or to JFK. Even though JFK is no hell.
JFK's hell, but I'd rather deal with JFK hell than you're so obsessed with
you don't
this
like
fucking
LaGuardia
cat.
Yeah, I know.
I prefer LaGuardia, obviously.
It's prettier now, apparently. I never get to land there though.
It's also closer.
Whenever.
Slightly.
To Yonkers?
Yeah.
I guess so. That makes sense. It's really, I think, equal distance.
Beautiful.
For me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna go to New York in like May or June or something, so I'll definitely share my experience. Hopefully the doors stay on and whatnot.
I'm gonna be there.
It must be so cold and loud. That's what the people who were on the plane said. It was like it got so loud.
Oh, I would be so annoyed. Imagine your like AirPod gets sucked out though.
Whoa.
I mean
your AirPod would get sucked
that
right
woman,
out.
My seatmate is lucky her AirPod did not get sucked out of the
true.
Whole place.
Would my glasses get sucked out?
But she I was like, maybe it's in your hood.
Oh, and it was?
She didn't check. And I hope it is. Because it was literally nowhere. Her boyfriend looked very pissed.
Oh.
He was very annoyed. I was like,
I mean,
I'm not going to get into
this. Traveling together
but,
is not fun, so.
But the best thing was she kept having to get up, and I was like, you know what? I got to piss, so.
Okay, so she was your best friend.
Not really.
Amazing.
I wouldn't say that.
Wait, so you were in between a couple?
No. He was like on the other aisle. Mm. I think I'm going to start being another like aisle.
You're going to be an aisle couple?
Yeah.
We've definitely been a window aisle couple with like a rando in the middle, but we don't really speak on airplanes. We sort of behave like
rule.
Strangers.
I mean, we're I feel like we both kind of independently listen to our own things and like do our own things, but like we talk.
Oh, we don't speak.
Oh, we don't speak. I mean, do you guys sit together?
Well, it depends. No, I'll be in the window and he'll be on the aisle of the same row, and then there'll be somebody else in the middle.
I love it.
I mean, but that's
is one of you a peer though? Like,
I'm not a peer.
He's a peer though.
I'm a holder.
He just doesn't pee the whole time.
I don't
Sorry,
know.
Drew.
He might pee, but I wouldn't describe him as a peer, you know?
I was really, I was taking care of the person on my right because they really looked like they had to get up and they were just kind of like
and
looking
were,
and I was
wait,
like, do you have to get
right
up?
Was in the window?
Yeah. I was like, do you have to get up? I don't mind getting up. I was like, yeah. Hey, do you mind? We got to get up.
You got to pee.
I don't mind. I really don't mind being that person being like, get the fuck up. Also, my legs are long.
Yeah,
I need
long.
To fucking walk once in a while.
Do you use a pillow? A little pillow?
No.
I got one.
I use my hand.
I got a little boinky boinky pillow. And I love it. I sleep. I sleep on a plane. I'll sleep on a plane.
I slept 3 hours, but I didn't have a boinky. I just
that's
had
pretty
myself.
Good.
It was really
three
good.
3 hours is good.
It was really good, actually, for
Emil
me.
Emil Diane, what's the, like, what's a good amount to sleep on a, let's say, 6-hour flight? I think 3 hours is solid. I think 4 hours, godsend.
That would be wonderful. If you're only up for like the ascend and descend.
Yep.
Ugh.
If you're only up for the length of one feature film, you're good.
It's perfect.
1 hour, that would be hell. Because you're like, ooh.
That's mostly. I feel like I'm like, usually just not it. Enough. It's usually when I get a call. I'm like, I can't. It's like when I smell the coffee coming around, I just want it. And then I fuck myself.
You drink the coffee?
Sometimes I do. It's not even good coffee.
No, and I heard gross things about it.
Ugh, I know. That's probably what gave me a stomach bug.
I mean, there might have been. Like, I don't hear good things about airplane coffee.
Mm-mm.
I'll say that.
Ugh, God.
Anyway, let's shut the door on Boeing, even though it's going to fly right off.
Wow, shut the door, baby. Don't say a word.
Shut the door, baby. Don't say a word. I think Mark McGrath flies Boeing, you know? I think he probably has frequent flyer miles with United, and there's no...
Oh, he has United vibes all over him, for sure.
Oh,
I gotta say...
Frankly, Southwest vibes as well.
Frankly.
Yeah.
Not a vibe you want. But, you know, it's like... But for the United vibe, also, I just like... I just hate their whole thing. I really hate United.
I know. I do too.
I hate how they have like 14 tier levels.
Oh.
They really have like such a points thing. And I'm like, get me out of here.
My mom is a Delta girly.
Ugh. Delta's fine. I mean,
I would say like.
Started to like Delta more.
Delta is definitely. I mean, JetBlue's the best.
Yeah. JetBlue's the best.
I would say Delta is second. Some people may say Virgin is second, but I think Delta is second.
Virgin doesn't exist anymore.
Okay, great.
They're only a Euro time.
Perfect. But I think Delta is second just based on the fact that they fly. They are literally everywhere.
Delta has to go everywhere.
They go everywhere, you know? And there's Air a, Canada, there's a Cincinnati hub.
There's like, wow, I do love having the LA Quake bond now, even though I feel none of these quakes. I've never flown Porter yet because they've never had direct flights to LA since I've been around.
What's Porter?
It's a Toronto airline. It's like a specific, well, it's, they are a Toronto airline. And they fly to the island instead of flying out of the, but they also fly out of, I think, the international airport too now. So they were having a sale lately or like recently.
Are you going to fly through there?
Yes, I think I will.
In September.
Yeah, but I think I'm taking Air Canada home.
Mm. Well.
But. The annoying thing is Air Canada does Boeings.
Oh, yeah.
But not the nines, not the eight. But they do have the eights, which is not the nine, but like, whatever.
They're...
Still scary.
It's still scary. I definitely would avoid maxes if you can. Not like I'm a scientist.
There's always a scientist, I think.
But you can look up when these planes were made. And I think Jerry's rule, if they were made before the merger, it's not a bad rule.
Merger is 1996?
Something like that.
Interesting.
All right, let's move on to good boys. Who's your good boy this week? Norovirus?
I guess, yeah, kind of actually, because you know what? I was waiting for my Burbanky flight, and I wouldn't have to get to the airport till like 1:32.
Okay.
And I was feeling icky, so I didn't want to just check my bag and walk around. And I just called down and was like, hey, I have a tummy bug. And like, I'm not barfing everywhere. I literally said this. I'm not like throwing up everywhere or anything, but I would say, please be careful to whoever is coming here to clean. And also, can I get a late checkout? And they were like, it was an Australian woman. She said, oh, yeah, I can't do it. I'm sorry, I can't do the accent.
No, I hate Australian accents, but it's fine.
I love them.
Do you?
Yeah, they're just so funny, but I just can't do one because I suck at them. And she was like, oh, yeah, I can't do it. She was the same woman who accidentally sent me chamomile at night, which is like fine. But like, I did not want chamomile at all. I just wanted some regular fucking English breakfast.
Caffeinated.
I don't care.
Okay. Hey.
But you're right. She probably thought that. And that's why I think she was trying to be nice. And I was like, this is the worst tea. It was really like I would not wish this tea upon myself. Like, this is the last tea I want. And then I had to try it. And I'm like,
But then she gave you late checkout.
She gave me late checkout. But then another woman like knocked on the door and I was like getting all my shit. And I was like, okay, whatever. I'm on my way out anyway. I was like, yeah, I'm on my way out or whatever. And I was like, I was told I could like leave at noon. And she was like, oh. And I was like, but yeah, please be careful about cleaning this room. I like said it again. And then there was... then she sent down another woman.
Oh my God.
Or like another woman like called me and she was like, hey, she was like, I hear you're sick. She's like, do you want anything? And I was like,
okay.
Do you have any tea. I was like, I was just gonna like sit in the lobby and have a tea or something. And she was like, let me bring you a kettle.
Wow, what hotel is this?
This is the Millennium.
Is that nice?
It's not. I mean, it was like for work, but it was like, I was literally staring at Ground Zero.
Oh, beautiful.
So beautiful time. But thank you. I mean, I like being downtown versus like fucking Midtown. I hate
Midtown. No, Midtown sucks.
Which I do like. So I like, the downtown part is nice, but they literally brought me a whole kettle, a bunch of fucking tea. She brought me a whole row of crackers and she said I could stay till 2.
Wow.
It was really nice.
Look at that.
I was like, that's okay.
That's very good service. I don't think I've ever been treated that nicely at a hotel.
Literally never.
My good boy is, so I've been getting headaches worst.
No.
But I got this thing called an ice hat.
Okay, I love it so far.
I'll definitely post a picture of it in Slammer because Jerry is at a family wedding and he made me take a picture of me in it. And it is funny. Anyway, it's basically like a tube that you put on your head. I don't know how to describe it. And there is like a little notch so you can put it like over your face, like where your nose would be.
Mm-hmm. Now I want one for migraines. Perfect. Wow.
And
you look
does,
like you're in the Aquabats. Perfect.
It gets very cold.
Beautiful.
It gets quite cold, but it's effective is the thing. Like, but right when you take it out of the freezer, it's like too cold to put on the head.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. I mean, you might like it.
It might be good. I mean, it's like, you know, it well, I guess so we have air conditioning now, but. Oh.
No, it will be nice in the summer.
I would wear it recreationally. Not just for headaches.
I'd wear it sexually.
I'd wear it sexually.
It's just kind of like a swim cap with no top.
Interesting.
I don't know how to describe it. It's a tube.
It's a tube. It's an ice tube hat.
It's an ice tube hat.
I like that. I like the idea.
The brand
of
is
ice
like
tube
Thera
hat.
Ice. And it was like $30 on Amazon. And I was like, I was really debating whether to buy it because I was like, is this a waste of money? Like, what, you know, like it's one of those things where you're like $30. Like, is like, am I going to use this once and be over it? And I might.
You might.
You know, I might.
Did
use
it work
it.
Though?
It provides but relief, but it's not like a miracle.
Okay, not a miracle. You still need Tylenol.
Yeah.
Or whatever you take.
Yeah.
I take Advil personally.
Yeah, Advil's better.
This week I heard that Advil liquid gels are easier in your stomach than the brown tabs or whatever. You know, the ones that are just like coated?
I saw somebody, I saw a tweet that was like, how'd you like your Advil? Hot dog or hamburger? And then somebody commented, I like them Baja Blast with the liquid gels. But I guess mine are hamburgers.
It's true. Oh, mine are Baja Blast, I guess.
Yeah, yours are Baja Blast. Email Diane what you prefer.
Wow. I remember when I went to that Taco Bell hotel, they transformed this room. Wow, I think I have a picture of it or myself in it. I look insane. Sometimes when you know simply what goes into something, you're just like, this is just a room with paper on it. You've just put crepe paper on the walls.
Sure.
And I absolutely hate what you've done here.
Yeah.
And you call it a Baja Blast room? I hate it.
Baja blasphemy.
Baja blasphemy.
Indeed. Okay, wait, quick pick-a-rama before we forget.
I think you belong at the Baja Blast.
Every time I take a picture of you, you go.
She just did an impression of me that I took a picture of, so.
Whatever, you'll see.
I'll take it. TV talk?
TV talk. Oh, wait. Oh. 3, 2, 1.
TV talk. Wow.
Let's see how that compares to the real one. I'll put the real one in right here.
Oh, perfect.
TV talk. Okay. TV talk. Love is Blind.
Oh, well, God. Wow. That was a treat for me.
Turns out only two couples made it to the aisle this perfect season.
And I think we called it.
Yeah.
I mean, we did. I was like, fuck, I knew this was going to happen. So they didn't stay together, did they? Like at all?
I don't know. We'll see at the reunion. Because Jimmy and Chelsea have been spotted together. For the love of God, I hope they...
So annoying. Worst people
ever. Truly
don't
speak because they could not be more toxic.
I hate them.
But they do have that vibe.
Taste of your lips, I'm on a ride.
They do have that vibe of like they're so toxic they can't get away.
So toxic. Wow. God, they're just like the most annoying couple.
I know,
I
but
need
such
more
a
kisses.
Delicious little breakup
though.
And they
it was really,
really
just like a, I don't think I, but he was waiting for that out. He was waiting for it. He was like, you told me I fucked my friend. Let me out of here.
I know. And she
We know you fucked
as expected, escalated the shit out of that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, because we had one fight, I'm like, girl. You fought consistently for 3 weeks of episodes.
3 weeks of episodes over not getting kisses. So, listen, in my eyes, insanity.
You didn't get kisses. So I'm like, okay, this reunion is going to be a mess probably. Mm-hmm. I do think my guess is that AD and Clay are still together.
Really?
I hope they're not, because like
he's so annoying.
I really liked Clay's mom.
Yeah, I like everyone except for Clay right now. He's kind of annoying. I'm kind of like, you're being annoying right now. Pushing it to see how much like someone will come to you. And yeah. That I feel is a little manipulative.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
I don't like it.
I don't really like, I mean,
if someone rejected me in that manner, I would be like, you know what? Thank you.
Yeah.
And do not speak to me for Jimmy a full year.
I saw somebody be like, I wonder if all these couples are leave, like if they, because you know, when they originally made the show, there was the rule that you have to go to the altar or else you have to pay the production company $50,000. Remember that?
That would be hilarious.
So people are like, I wonder if they've loosened up on that rule because of all the lawsuits. And that's why there were so many breakups this season.
That must be why. I mean, that's fucking insane. How can you promise that?
It's insane.
That can't
but
be
maybe
real.
It's like now it's like you have real? To pay that unless you have a breakup on camera, because everyone's breakup was pretty explosive. You know,
it was great. I mean, I'm glad to see them break up in real time. Maybe they just had to do it that way. Maybe it's all just like a bit of a bit of a produced show. Oh, yeah. I guess it's tell-all season for 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, exciting.
Talking about most produced shows on television, because Happily Ever After is coming back. Okay. So that'll be interesting.
I mean,
for me.
Every show is super produced is the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, some definitely feel less produced. Love is Blind is hella produced.
Hella produced. What did I watch? Oh, you know what I watched a lot of on the plane? First, I watched a documentary, and then I watched three episodes of Swedish Death Cleaning, which
I
hadn't watched.
I saw a few episodes of that.
I really enjoyed it, actually.
Yeah, it's nice.
I didn't think I would, even though, because I was just like, I don't want like another Queer Eye or another.
It's not like that, really.
It's not like that.
No, because
really
they're
isn't.
Swedish.
Yeah, they're much different.
They have very weird person. They're weird.
They're very,
I'll be
yes,
honest, they're
three
weird.
Very different personalities.
Yeah.
They are weird people.
They're weird people. Yeah, Amy Poehler produced it.
Yeah, and she's the narrator.
Which
and it's
is like not
whatever.
Necessary, but.
No, it's so much. It's so.
Yeah,
that's
kind
probably
of like
part of it.
Quirky Marie Kondo is how I would describe it.
Yeah. You know, if you don't really care for Marie Kondo, which I don't really, okay. It's like, it's too sensitive for me.
She is sensitive.
This was way more of a better, I feel like this is a better approach.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's like, I don't necessarily think you need to be dying to do that approach either. Just to kind of look at things in that kind of way. Like,
yeah.
You hold on to stuff and it actually weighs you down more.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah, getting rid of stuff is fun.
It is. Spring it really cleaning. Is. Ugh.
Did you watch The Program on Netflix?
The Program? No, I haven't yet.
Okay. So a Netflix documentary called The Program came out, which
is
about...
so accurate?
It's not accurate to my experience.
Okay.
It's about a therapeutic boarding school in upstate New York that was highly abusive. And one of the former students there basically went back and did a documentary, and I thought it was well done. I thought it like really focused on the other students and her experience. And I think it did a good job of like sort of navigating how her relationship with her dad changed. And like they did a good job discussing all of the stuff involving the parents, which is, you know, like a part of it, because the parents are also very manipulated into like...
Yeah,
believing into these programs. Anyway, you should watch it and we can talk about it next week. I mean, my program did not have the physical abuse or the restraints or like sexual assaults that I know of from the staff.
Okay, awful. I mean, like, it's bad enough that you're like, you know, putting kids in a boarding school.
Yeah. However, there were similarities. There really like... There's like a humiliation thing where like they'll make the students sing in front of the other students to like kind of embarrass them.
Great.
We had to do that for sure. There's like, you know, we had to do stuff like write down everything we've ever done wrong in our lives and read it out loud.
What?
Yeah.
What is this, Scientology?
Kind of.
Read everything. Oh my God. I mean,
yeah.
Too much to list.
So, you know, there were definitely similarities. You could see how the programs stem from the same thing. But this one had like a weird Mormon twist.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Anyway, you should watch it. I think they did a good job. And all of the people on the Troubled Teen Industry Survivor subreddit, they're pretty happy with it. And they're never happy with anything that comes out.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad there's an accurate portrayal.
Everyone is like, this triggered the shit out of me. But like a lot of people are saying, I sent this to my mom. Like, ooh. I sent this to my parents, and I really hope that it, like, opens up a conversation with them.
Yeah, because, I mean, I understand that there must be a lot of blame for the parents. And it's like, you know, I feel like as much as there is a lot of blame for parents, it's like, obviously, every parent is a fuck up. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, every parent's a stupid human.
Are we? Because everyone has faults. Please. Yeah. If you think they're not going to trust someone that's telling them they're taking their kid to a fucking therapeutic environment that's going to help them or change them, and they wouldn't be all over that, I'm sure they're overwhelmed. They're not going to do it for any other reason that they love their kid.
Right.
It's silly. It is. You know, unless they're absolutely monsters.
And that part of it, you know, like, I don't have sympathy for my mom.
sure.
But I do see...
The manipulation
and how, like, you know, it's like, even thinking back on my experience, even though I didn't experience any physical abuse, I can so see how it can happen at a school like that. You know, like, all of our calls are monitored.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one call a week for 15 minutes on speakerphone with, like, a person in the room. That's like
really fucked up.
Yeah. It's all like, if this was an abusive environment, I wouldn't be able to say it in that room. So when could I say it?
Yeah, that's really manipulative.
And then
abusive.
They tell the parents, like, your kids are going to tell you how bad it is, but they're master manipulators. It's like, okay.
They're under 18. They're children.
They're literally 15 years old.
If you're creating an environment where all you're doing is saying that children are manipulators, it's like, I kind of feel like you're projecting. I don't know.
I mean...
If you have to say a child is manipulating you, I mean, I can call Francis a manipulator all
Francis
I want.
Francis is a manipulator.
He is. He's a cat.
Yeah. It's their job.
He's 12 years old. He's a senior at this point.
Oh,
he's a manipulator.
He's a senior manipulator.
He is.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was good, even though, you know, every experience at every school is different. This is like one sect of programs called WASP, which is ironically owned by Mormons. I was in a different one called the Brown Schools, nice. Which is just like a different thing. And then eventually the school I was at was bought by another therapeutic boarding school conglomerate called CDU. So it's like it's just a money grab. That's all it is. It's just fucking money.
That's insane.
So anyway, the program, I thought it was well done. No one's waiting for my opinion on it, but that's what I have to say.
Oh, we all were. I do wonder if anyone who listens to the podcast had a similar experience about it though. Or like had gone to a
maybe.
Boarding school.
Did you go to a therapeutic boarding school? Email Diane.
Yeah. I mean, you may be entitled to a talk with Diane about it.
Yeah, Diane would love to talk to you about it.
We don't have anybody to give you about that.
That's all I have to say.
I think that's all my TV talks, too. Great. I mean, I was just watching shit.
Email Diane at badboypod.com. Your bad boys on the block. Your good boys. Any sort of, you know.
Your feelings.
Your feelings.
You just want to talk about your feelings.
If you want to talk about your feelings, get a therapist.
Yeah.
Shop.badboypod.com for a t-shirt. Follow us at badboypodcast. You can send Diane a DM.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Only inappropriate ones.
Only okay. beautiful Zoe.
Beautiful sonnets. Only beautiful Zoe.
And what else? Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, please.
Yeah, for a pin, if you dare.
If you dare. And more than anything in the world.
Please wash your hands.
Bolt those doors down, Boeing.
Bolt those fucking, bolt your own doors down
bolt,
also.
Bolt your own
wash
damn
your hands,
doors.
Because norovirus is diarrhea.
Okay.
It's not that bad. I mean, it's not the worst diarrhea I've had. I've had worse.
Okay. Here,
but you know what? I did not want to eat dessert, and that is not me.
That is so
it's
not you.
Not like me. There's baklava in front of me.
Oh.
I didn't want it.
That's horrible.
That's horrible.
I hate that for you.
Thank you so much. Brought to you by Lady Parts.
Brought to you by Lady Parts, indeed.